that's pretty much how it went. You went to Mississippi, come home for a week, go to Mexico. It was pretty cool. Now, I thought the Mississippi trip was pretty awesome, but Mexico trip was pretty cool, too. We went with a different church just about 2 hours away. Our friends, they used to go here at the Pulaskis. They hooked us up on the trip. But later we found out that they weren't able to go. And actually, that's one of the things I learned, that, you know, it's just God's plan is not ours, but His plan is bigger and better than ours. Because I know they were disappointed they weren't able to go, but His plan is for them to tell us about the trip so that we could go, I guess. And it really made a big impact on us, and we grew. My dad and I grew on the Mississippi trip, and my whole family grew a lot on the Mexico trip as well. So I was very fortunate to go on both. Some of the things, again, the group that we went with to Mexico, they're very accepting too. They're really cool. All the kids, I think it was split about 20 kids, 10 adults. Lots of families went. You know, they were really, I say it again, they were awesome. There's a big difference between our friendships without God and then God in the middle. And that was very evident there because we grew pretty close in a week. And God helped us out there. It was a little awkward at first, but we came to know each other very well. And that's the same true with the Mexicans. There's a difference when God's in the middle. When we went to the church, we could relate very well. Even though we couldn't understand the Mexicans, you could still feel we had something in common. Like one time in the service that we had an opportunity to sing the same song in English and Spanish, it's pretty cool that you could worship God like 5,000 miles away, not being able to understand each other, but still feeling God's presence. That was pretty cool. And another thing that really hit me was just how happy everyone was. I mean, I think the average salary is about $10 a day. That's all they made. But it shows us that sometimes we get too caught up in all the money we have. And, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, because they were the prime examples of that. They were so happy with what little they did have. And again, they were very passionate about Christ down there as well, and they were just very happy people. And I guess I'll turn it over to one of my other parents.
Good morning. I'm going to preface this with, we are very limited in time. We have tons to share with you. This missions trip really impacted our family in great ways. Tons of experiences to relay to you. On the last week of this month, we're going to get to share during Sunday school time. We took maybe close to 1,000 photos. So to try to even pick a couple for today, we didn't do that. We'll have more of that during the Sunday school hour at the end of the month, and some interaction things to do with everyone. So that being said, we're just going to cap a few little things that impacted us in that way. So I want to start off by giving thanks and praise to God publicly for the opportunity and for the privilege to be able to serve. Thank you so much for your support. It is a privilege, and it's very humbling to realize that God would use even me. And I thank Him for that. One of the highlights for me during the week was one of the things that we did as a team was some of us each morning got the opportunity to go on a prayer walk through the community that we were serving. We served in the Valley of San Quintin, which is about 350 miles south of San Diego, across the border in San Diego. It was right on the ocean on the west coast of Mexico. The group that we served with, Missions to Mexico, they're long-term missionaries there. They've been there for about 12 years. Mike and his wife and their son and daughter-in-law are the full-time missionaries there. They serve 80 churches within the valley there. It's obvious that four people are not going to be able to minister to 80 congregations on their own. So they have built a missions base there where they invite short-term missions groups like us to come and serve alongside them and with them. They assigned us to a church, was maybe about 10-15 minutes from the base that we were staying at. We served at that same church all week. Prayer walks, VBS, evangelistic outreach during the evening, and a construction project. The prayer walk in the morning, the first day that we were there for the prayer walk, I had the opportunity to go on that. It's almost indescribable. You can see pictures of poverty. You can hear other people tell you about it. God is very good to us. We do not realize what we have. To walk through a community that has a paved road during the main part of the community, everything off of that main highway is dirt roads. Electricity goes back maybe two or three blocks for the people that are fortunate enough to be that close. And I guess be able to afford to live that close to the main highway. Beyond that is blocks and blocks and blocks of homes, which are sheds that we keep our lawnmowers in, are in better condition than most of the homes. No electricity. Water's provided by a barrel on the roof. Mostly 1-2-room houses. We were, the guide that we had was a gentleman, Juan, from the church that we served in. He spoke no English. We spoke very little Spanish. But he would take us, and we would go door to door on our prayer walk. He would explain to the families that the Americanas, they're here, and they're holding a VBS for your children. And he'd tell them when it was, and please have them come. And then, in the tiny little bit of Spanish that I know, I knew that he was telling them, the Americans want to pray for a miracle for you and your family. Do you have a need? Would you let them do that? Now, what I'd like you to do is to envision me coming to your door with 6 to 8 Mexicans with me, telling you that they want to pray for a miracle for your family. Don't raise your hand, but I'm sure very few of us would open our door and invite everyone in. And the Mexican people are very, have a lot of faith. But as the missionary host taught us, usually their faith is not in the one true God, in faith through Jesus Christ. They're looking for hope. And we had the opportunity to pray for many of them. It was very moving and humbling and graciously received. And I hadn't planned on saying this, but this past week in my devotions, I read in John where Jesus says, "You people, unless you see miracles, you're not going to believe." And I just, as I've reflected on that, and our Mexican brother telling them, these Americans want to pray for a miracle for you, I would pray that these people get their miracle because of our prayers, and realize who the true God is and have faith in the true God and know that there's hope. Another thing I wanted to share with you briefly was it was a great opportunity. I am very proud and honored to say that during the week, our group was told to be prepared to give your testimony through a translator. Both Dave and Michael quickly volunteered, and it was quite a privilege for me to be able to witness them sharing the gospel so willingly. It was a great encouragement to me, and I'm thankful for that as well. The last thing I want to share with you is that this is my first opportunity to go on a missions trip. I've sat in the pews many times and heard missionaries thank me and the congregation for prayers and for financial support and saying how it was needed. And I said, okay, sure, you know, thank you. When you're on the other side, you realize the support, the prayers, the encouragement, and the finances, how much it does mean. And I really mean, you are part of it. I know you've heard that before because I heard it before. Now I believe it. I hope you will too. Thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it.
I know it's late. I'm going to be done 3 minutes. I was going to say two, but I said three. Just in closing, I think one of the things that really struck me is really important is Mike, the missionary. He spent a great deal of time just teaching us the culture. Before we went out into the field, he really spent two and a half hours explaining the history. He went back a few hundred years in Mexican history, and brought us up to current time to kind of emphasize why Mexico is the way it is. The part of Mexico we were in is extremely conservative. And he just said, you know, that he used a good example of, you know, in describing Mexico, a lot of what Mexico has is what the United States kind of throws away. And I was going to say this to our discussion in Sunday school, but I mean, it really came to light when I went with the missionary to the hardware store to get something. And the pastor of the church we're working at came running up or driving up in his pickup truck. It was all beat up, and it didn't even have a hood on the truck. I mean, just the engine's just like sticking out. And that's just the way it is. I mean, picture yourself driving into our church lot with no hood on your car. I mean, someone would be checking it out. So, I mean, that kind of stuff I thought was really, it's just everyday stuff. You know, we might turn a few heads up here. It's just, that's the way it is down in Mexico. And at the end of the week, we got to go in and talk to the missionary. Mike had us all in there again to talk to us and say, you know, let's recap the week. And it was a reminder of why we came. And I'll close with this. He says, did we come to do things for the sake of feeling good and selfish satisfaction? Kind of like we come with an agenda to do some things, but are we really coming to do these things to honor God and with eternity in mind? You know, I mean, we can always do some good things, but sometimes we can do it for the wrong reason. I think that was the gist of what he was trying to point out. So, I mean, that really struck me as like, okay, we came down here to help some people, you know, but really come down to share Jesus and to let people know that we love you. We love Jesus, we love you, and we want to share his love. And I thank you very much again. Hopefully you guys can come back in Sunday school and we can go into a little more depth. But thank you so much. Pastor, could you close for us, please?